NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. This is the only podcast that gives you a raw and unfiltered perspective of what it's really like to be a professional cheerleader. Whether you're currently on a pro team, an alumni, or really curious about what it takes to become a pro cheerleader, the Pro Cheerleading Podcast gives you all the inside scoop and hot topics in the pro cheerleading industry and in-depth interviews of current and former cheerleaders. I'm your host, Makiba. Join me every Wednesday as I reveal the truth behind the palms. Today, I'm very happy to have Jamie Stigliano. She is the CEO and founder of Diva Dance, and she is here to tell us all about this incredible company that she started with franchising opportunities that can really excite lots of people in our space, former, current dancers that are interested in business opportunities. So, Jamie, welcome to the show. I'm really excited to have you.
Thank you so much. And I love what you're doing, because one of the big reasons that I started Diva Dance is because I don't think that there's an expiration date on us getting to dance and perform. And so that is why what you're doing, Makiba, really, really resonates with me and all of your listeners, you know, whether they're still dancing or they're still performing or they aspire to, just know that like there's no expiration date. Do you agree with me?
I definitely do. And that's why I was so pumped when I was researching your business and just seeing the different types of dance opportunities within your programs, because it's not just taking a dance class and kind of like letting it in there. I mean, we have so many things to talk about, but I love that you're creating that space for people to continue to explore dance at all ages, all levels. And just creating that sense of community, because I think that's something that I feel like it's like a recurring theme since I've been doing interviews again, of how people just really struggle with retirement and what to do with your free time, with your passion once you stop being part of a team. And there's just so many options. There's a plethora of them, and we'll hear more about one of them today. Well, tell us a little bit about your background, both with music and with dance. Just to start.
So, you know, for those listening who aren't familiar with Diva Dance, we are dance choreography classes for adults. The for adults part is super important because there's so many places that kids get exposure to dance, and I don't want that to change, right? Like, we need our young people dancing. We need them to get all the health benefits of it, the mental health benefits, all that yummy stuff. But, you know, my background, before I decided to franchise the super fun concept, I was an executive in the music industry. And the reason that that's relevant to the story of Diva Dance is because I was a young executive working within the Sony Music System. I wanted to do something fun after work. So by day, I was working in pop music, worked with a lot of amazing artists that, you know, we all know and love.
And this is on Jive Records, right?
Correct. Yes. This is like the height of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and Britney. And then, you know, at that time we were merging with another record label. And so I got to work on Sierra. I got to work on, you know, early Chris Brown before he, you know, lost his mind a little bit.
There we go.
You know, I got to work on Outkast and Usher and T-Pain and so many great artists. And so, you know, pop music is and was my life. And by the way, pop means popular. So it doesn't just mean, you know, bubblegum pop. So after work, I was like, you know, I really want to go do something fun. I want to move my body. I want to dance. I want to take a dance class. And so in New York City, there are so many amazing places that you can do that. One of which is an incredible facility called Broadway Dance Center. So many folks listening either have taken a class there. Maybe some of y'all have even taught there. So you know that it's an incredible facility, but it's for regular folks, right? It is for folks who are Broadway bound or Beyonce backup dancer bound. And, you know, neither of those were my path. I wanted to work behind the scenes in music. I didn't need to be in front of the camera. I didn't need to be on stage. I just wasn't my path, and I never wanted it to be. And so I was like, you know, I'm just gonna go take this beginner hip hop class. You know, it's beginner. I had, you know, a good amount of dance experience behind me. I danced growing up. I danced on my high school team. I was the mascot at the college I went to. So, you know, I had a lot of, you know, I'm pretty healthy self-confidence in
Yeah,
my
there you
background.
go.
And so I'm like, yeah, beginner hip hop. How hard could it be? Well, let me tell you, Makiva, it was hard. It was stressful. It was a little judgy, if I'm being honest.
Let's
It was
talk about it.
competitive. It was competitive. And you know what? And I left there feeling worse about myself. And you know, anytime you do something you love to do, you should always feel better when you do it. And so I walked out of that class, and on the corner of 57th and Broadway in New York City, I said, I'm going to teach my own classes. And I wanted to replicate that dance team vibe, right? The vibe of like, these are my people next dancing next to me. I mean, dance is a team sport, as everyone listening very well knows. And in that experience I had, you know, I'm grateful for it because we wouldn't be here. You know, I wouldn't have started this if I hadn't felt compelled to kind of reinvent that experience. But you know, dance is such a team sport. I wanted to help people feel confident and find community. And that's how the core values of Diva Dance were established. And I didn't ever intend for it to even be a business. You know, I just wanted to teach my own classes. And it turns out that a lot of people want a class experience just like that. You know, so for many years, I was, you know, working with artists by day. I was traveling. I was doing promotional tours and on video shoots and amazing things, you know, related to these great artists that I was working with. But I had my quote little dance classes, you know, that I was doing really for myself because I wanted them. But turns out, like I said, a lot of people liked them. So people kept showing up, and then we would do a recital performance because everyone wanted to perform. And then I would get requests to do like a bachelorette group and learn a fun routine for that. And what set us apart was really that we were for all levels, and we didn't level the, we still don't. We don't level the classes. It's for everybody. So I'm very lucky that I had a great career in the music business. But you know, as I was starting to transition out of that, I was thinking about how can I show up in the world in a better way? How can I make more of an impact, have a direct line to impacting people? Because even though the music business, you know, music is important and we all need it, I was having trouble in the role that I was in marketing and artist management, feeling like I was really making an impact on people. And but I had these, I'm use my air quotes for people listening, my little dance classes, and I was seeing people blossom, people thrive, people finding great friendships, people feeling good about themselves, people having fun doing what they love. And so that's when I decided to make that transition and, you know, bring this to more cities.
Wow. Well, there's so many things I want to say about that, just because I would probably still be dancing if I had like a comfortable environment to take classes in. Not that I don't want to be pushed and uncomfortable, but like sometimes you just want to go and dance and not think about too much other than just having fun and not be filmed necessarily. That's not what you're going for.
Well,
Like,
and
I
you don't
just.
necessarily need it to involve alcohol or a nightclub or high heels out at, you know, you don't pay in a cover, you know, because a lot of, I mean, that's really the only place as grown-ups, you know, we can dance. But like, I got two kids and I need to be in bed early. So I'm not trying to go to a club anymore. Again, there's no expiration date, you know, you shouldn't be because, you know, you're not performing or you're not out at the club that you can't dance.
Exactly. And just having that sense of community, getting to meet people who are on the same level of, probably a little bit timid and shy about doing it, but then once you let loose and have fun, and that's just the vibe of the place that you're in. I mean, that's where friendships form too, because you get to look forward to something every week. You're getting some exercise, you're getting out of the house, like
Yes.
all the things. How did you guys cope during the pandemic, if I might ask?
Yeah. So, you know, we moved to live streaming classes. We are an in-person experience. And so immediately, though, I knew we needed to go to online classes to give people something to look forward to. And we're a membership-based model and we are a franchise. So my number one objective was to help our franchisees stay in business. And we were able to retain successfully at least 50% of our membership because we offered our online streaming classes, which were really fun. But let me tell you something, I'm so glad we don't do those anymore.
Right,
You
we're
know,
over
it's
it. We're
really,
over
it's
it.
just not the same. It's just not the same as getting to dance next. You know, dance is an exchange of energy. It really is, you know? And
Agreed.
like in a Diva dance class, like because we're all levels, because we're all about confidence, we really make it accessible to everybody. The emotional connection and like the juice that happens in that room, it really is electric. And so during the pandemic, we did have live streaming classes. They served a purpose, but we are really, like I said, we're an in-person experience. We just really, really are just very focused on making sure that in-person experience is special, it's memorable, and it helps you feel good and find that community.
Absolutely. And so tell me about, you don't have to name every single city, but how many cities are the Diva Dance franchises located in?
Yeah, so we're in, by the end of this year, we'll be in about 50 cities. So we have like 42 open right now. We have a bunch we're launching this fall. And we also, girl, I this is worldwide. We're also in Mexico City. So
Okay.
we expanded to Mexico City this spring as a little bit of an experiment. It turns out people all over the world like to dance.
Congratulations, that's huge.
Thank you. It's been so neat. You know, let me tell you, to hear people talking about Diva Dance in Spanish, like fluent Spanish speakers, like they love Diva Dance just as much as anybody else, you know, in the US. So we know we have such a great opportunity across the world to impact people and bring dance to so many people. So we're in, I think it's 13 states. You know, we have quite a few in Texas. Furthest we have West Coast is in the Phoenix area, hoping to be in many more places in the coming years. But that's, you know, part of the reason I really wanted your listeners to know about Diva Dance, because it allows folks to make dance their business. And, you know, certainly I'm not here to get your listeners to become Diva Dance franchisees unless that's their path. I just
Well,
want
let's
people
talk
to know
about
about it.
it.
I want people to know about it because being
Yeah.
able to make dance your full-time business and your have that as what you spend the majority of your time and energy on, it's really neat. It's been so fun to watch women bring this to their community. I can't tell you how many people have, like you even said, you said, oh, I would still dance if I had a place where you felt confident, you know? So that's exactly what we're trying to do. And I chose franchising so that I could help other women start their own business. You know, for those listening, maybe don't know a lot about franchising. Franchising essentially means that, you know, we've created a system and a brand, and we allow our partners to utilize that brand and our system to make it their own business. So franchising is different than licensing. Many folks listening might know about Zumba is a licensing opportunity, you know, Jazzercise, some of those kind of group fitness programs. We're a full business. So we have multiple revenue verticals. Everybody listening is going to love this. So we have our class business, we have our private parties, and then we also have our programs business. So if that's where folks get to over the course of 6 to 8 weeks, learn a routine, get in formations, and then have some sort of payoff at the end, like a performance or a video shoot or a recital, something like that. So yeah, franchising is such an awesome industry, and it's such a great way to empower other people to become business owners.
And so, with the franchising opportunity, like you said, it's a little bit different. So, does it require a big financial investment up front, or how do people kind of find out more information about franchising?
Sure. So the way all franchises work, from Chick-fil-A down to, you know, the smallest one, there is an initial franchise fee you pay to the franchisor, and then there is an ongoing royalty structure. So our franchise fee is $36,000, but as part of that, you're going to have exclusive territory. So what we do is we work with our prospects to say, let's define where you are going to operate your Diva Dance business, and those are your clients. That's your area. One cool thing about us too is that I don't require that our franchisees have their own brick and mortar. They can operate the business by renting out existing studios. So certainly if folks listening are like, oh, I've always dreamed about having my own studio, but I don't have the capital to do that. You don't have to have the same amount of capital to build out a studio to still operate our business. So many of our franchisees just operate out of existing studios, which also helps another small business, you know, renting out their studios when they're not in use. So yeah, definitely there's an initial franchise fee, an ongoing royalty, and you gotta have some startup capital, right? You gotta pay for your insurance, you pay your instructors and your apparel, but all in, it's an under a $75,000 investment. And you know, in franchising, you're not allowed to give people projections. I'm sure everyone's listening and saying, look, that sounds amazing. How much money can I make? And certainly, you know, we give some insight on all that good stuff. But I'd love to tell people more about the business model. And even anybody listening that maybe has a concept that you're like, oh, I kind of want to franchise this. I'd love to talk to those folks too.
Well, that's awesome. Part of what I've saw in doing some research is just helping women become their own business owners. And I just think,
Yes.
especially life after dance, I think, there's just a lot of options in terms of how you can become an entrepreneur in that and sharing your gift and your passion, your talent with other people. So when you mention the three different things like the classes, the parties, and the programs, can you speak to that, I guess, as a franchisee? Like, are you offering all of them, or can people kind of focus on one versus the other? But just more information about those three aspects of Diva Dance.
Totally. So we want everybody to operate all three verticals because that's how you're going to achieve your financial goals in the business. But you don't have to, at the very, very beginning, do all of them at once. We really want our new franchisees to focus on building a client base that are members, a membership base. So because that from there is how you're going to grow a great business. That's how you create recurring revenue. And one cool that I also should mention about franchising is that it's not as restrictive as some people think. So sometimes people think, oh, well, why would I be part of a franchise? I could just start my own thing. And you totally can, girl. If you're listening and you're like, I'm gonna start my own thing, I hope you do. I want as many people in the world to dance as possible. The great thing about franchising is that there's a blueprint. There is a system to follow. There's a marketing method. There's a sales method. You also get the benefit of being part of a brand. You know, our SEO is strong. I would ask anybody listening to Google, you know, a dance classes for adults near me, and we will probably show up even if we're not exactly in your area. And then there's also that community. And, you know, y'all are going to love this. The community of other franchisees. I mean, it's basically a dance team. You know, all of our owners, like, it's just the amazing community that you form with those other owners is so special. So there is a ton of room to be creative in our business. So especially in the program side of things, you know, we're not prescribing choreography. We're not, you know, that's a huge thing for folks listening to know, is that you're not required to teach Diva Dance HQ's choreography. We want our owners to be business owners. They don't have to teach all their own classes. They can hire other folks to work for them. The instructors all create their own choreography. So that is a special, unique thing about us. Whereas, like, if you were to get licensed by Zumba, you're teaching the Zumba routine they give you, you know?
Right.
And so for us, we teach our instructors how to get client outcomes, how to help people feel confident, how to create choreography in a way that achieves muscle memory quickly. You know, we have 1 hour to get folks to feel confident by the end. And right. It's really incredible to watch that journey of someone come in, you know, they had a whatever kind of day and they're not feeling as confident. And then you take them on this journey, the way you teach it and the way the choreography is created that we teach the instructors how to do. By the end, we got phones lined up. Everybody wants to record themselves at the end. And if they don't want to, then like, there's no judgment around that either. But it's so fun to like see that journey, but we are not prescriptive about the actual choreography.
That is great. And so in terms of like the style of dance that you're actually teaching, does it go by genre or in terms of like a hip hop, or is it more like pop and you just kind of throw it all in one?
So we don't really label it by style because everybody listening knows it's all such a fusion.
It
know?
Is so much right now.
It's really about the music. And so the way our class schedule is every class has a specific song that the choreo is taught to. So like, I think this Friday I'm teaching Cardi B, I Like It. And that's going to be my choreo to that song. And, you know, coming out of my own brain, you know, my own body to create this choreography. And that song to me is interesting because it has like a Latin feel, but it's also like a hip hop song, but it's a very popular song. So, you know, it's really, this is where our franchisees have the latitude to make their own class schedule based on also like culturally, like what songs are going to resonate with folks that live in this area based on age, based on background, based on, you know, demographics. So that's what's super fun. But yeah, we really don't even say that it's a certain style of dance. It's really just pop music inspired. So that's kind of our main criteria for our owners as they're creating their class schedule and their offerings, is that it's just familiar to everybody so that people have that confidence with the music.
Right. And then when they hear the song that they had their class to, they can kind of bust out and do the move. I mean,
absolutely.
That's what makes it fun, right? Is when it sticks and it's something that you recognize and you'll hear on the radio and that you can just remember and look forward to breaking out in routines that you learned along the way.
I mean, and everybody listening, let's be honest, like we're all creating our own choreography in our brains all the time anyways.
For sure.
Yes. And so the good thing about what we do, again, is like we just really empower creative people to be creative. But, you know, we empower our business owners to make that a business.
Got you. And so that's the dance class piece. And then there's like parties. I heard bachelorette parties.
Yes.
What are other types of group parties?
Yes. We're also even doing these as fundraisers now. So basically it's essentially anytime you want to get together with a group of folks to have a private class where you pick the song, you can have a theme, you can have whatever kind of like, you know, the direction you want. And it's just your crew. It's just you and your friends. So most of those are bachelorette and those can get really sexy and really fun, or they can be more just kind of a neutral, not necessarily overly sexy. We don't do any pole dancing at Diva Dance. It's all just, you know, we'll use chairs. We will use palms. We will use glow sticks. Sometimes we've done some silly things. We've done hats, like, you know, all those props. You know, I dreamed of having a big prop closet one day. Now we have this like weird prop closet with lots of funny stuff in it to perform with. But yeah, so our parties are mostly bachelorette groups looking to do something active and fun, but different, you know?
Different. Or even birthday parties, like milestone birthdays or something like that would be really, really fun to get.
They're so fun. And then you get to pick your song, you know? And I can't tell you how many bachelorette groups have said, oh, we should perform this at the reception, you know? And it's such a fun thing. It's so bonding. I mean, everybody listening knows that like, again, dance is a team sport, and especially fun on those bachelorette groups when these are not folks that maybe some of those folks don't dance at all, but you can see even their confidence go, and you can see this everybody become a squad, if you will. So the parties are so fun. They're so special.
And then can you speak to the programs too? Because I know when you reached out, you had like a link to them performing at a game. Can you talk about, I
Yes.
think the performance piece is really extra special, like a little cherry on
Oh.
top, because even if you're just doing it for your friends and family or
Yes.
something, but like talk about the performance programs that you have as well.
Absolutely. So program started out of, this is years ago when I first started the concept. Just a bunch of the clients were like, we should do a recital. It was like, we should perform this for people. And this, before social media is what it is, where you could just kind of broadcast live anytime. This is, before that. And we put on a recital. And you know what? It was such a special experience for both the performers and their loved ones watching. One thing I observed was, A, just people on stage living their best life. But the people watching, like the pride and love they had for their loved ones on stage is really incredible. And I found that they were like really just watching the person they came to support. It's so neat. And a lot of them it would be like, I didn't even know you had that side of you. I didn't know that you could dance. I didn't know that blah, blah, blah. So that's so fun. So recitals are one example of that. Another example would be video shoots. Most of the folks who are part of Diva Dance, almost all, they have no access to being part of a professional video shoot. That's just not their life. Like, that's just not what they do. And so with Diva Dance, we make that accessible to everybody. And we have concept video shoots where you're literally, there's a narrative and a story and there's costumes. And it's really, really, really
Is
neat,
this taken from your background in the music industry? I know I saw in your
Yes,
bio that you like
exactly.
would produce video shoots and all of that.
That's
That
exactly
is
right.
so
Because,
cool.
and listen, I worked with artists for years where, like, we would professional dancers, they should be well taken care of. Their craft is special and important, and they're well trained. But I also think regular folks should get access to an experience like that, where you're on a set and there's a videographer and you're in your costume and you feel amazing. And then getting to watch your video and, like, how beautiful you look and how confident you look and how, with the right videographer, they can really bring out the best in you. And then also the right choreographer that like creates choreography that looks clean and really fun to watch. The whole experience is so awesome. I would love it if when you share this episode, our Chicago community just released their latest video. I got goosebumps watching it. Just like watching such a diverse group of people perform in this like narrative story with Chicago as the background. It's incredible. So those are the video shoots. The third big one are just public performances, especially pro sports games. So everyone listening knows what that thrill is like, but most folks don't. Most folks will never get to perform on a field. They will never get to perform on a basketball court. And with Diva Dance, we make that possible. And what's great about it is the sports organizations love us because we're helping drive people into the seats. We're helping sell tickets. We're activating the community. So it's a really great experience for our dancers, and it's a really important partnership for the organizations that are having us there. So it's so neat, and this is everything from a pregame. And what's funny about the pregame is those of y'all who know, especially at an NBA game, there's a ton of people there pregame. There's a ton of people there. But our dancers, we perform at halftime as well, but sometimes we can only get that pregame slot. And it's still the most incredible experience, and again,
You'll never get to touch that court otherwise. I mean,
that's
it's something
just to
that
get to
you'll.
put your foot on the court. Like you feel special because you are, and so that is such a neat, neat experience. And some of our franchisees are not in cities that have access to some of those sports teams, but let me tell you something, they find that, we had one market they danced at like a pickle festival or something. It's like, there's so many public opportunities to perform. So that's, I think, one of the most neat things about Diva Dance. And so for my franchisees, they get to find these cool experiences, and then they get to put them together for the participants, and then it creates a sisterhood. It's so cool. It's so fun.
It's an extra cherry on top to be able to actually take whatever you're learning to the next level and actually performing it, whether it's just for each other or,
Yes.
recording it for yourself. But I mean, to be able to take that and actually perform in front of an audience, whether it's recitals or at games, I just think that's such a unique quality because for
And
me, it
yeah.
might be mean. I'm not trying to like relive glory years or anything, but taking a dance class felt a little empty because of that lack of,
Sure. Like a
what am I
payoff.
doing with this? Yeah, the payoff, my little cherry on top. So I think that's so cool to offer that for people so that they can kind of feel the importance and the being able to share that joy with other people as well. Like, because To me, that's what it's all about.
I
I mean,
agree. And it's such a binding experience, because these are folks that like they've never like gotten in form. We don't really do formations in regular class because you don't need to, So like these are
yeah.
folks that have never had to like be put in a formation and like have those transitions. And like, the first time you do a transition in a formation, like it's funny because you're not gonna be in your spot when you're supposed to be. And so just even those little moments where you're like, oh, and you run into somebody. This is the thing
Yes.
that folks listening, y'all have done this a million times, but a regular person who doesn't do this, it's so fun. It's so fun to like see folks light up and see that magic of the performance coming together. And we all know those listening that like that's magic when you nail it and we got it and we did it.
Is.
And so it's really fun with Diva Dance because these are like nurses, teachers, stay-at-home moms, accountants, business owners, like all ages, all body types, by the way. Like
Oh,
that's
yes.
my favorite thing about Diva Dance. It's all body types. And like nobody cares. Nobody
Yes,
cares
no
how
judgment.
thick you are, how slim you are, how tall you are, how short you are. And I'm really proud to say we've been recognized a couple of times for being a brand that is ranked in diversity. As y'all know, listening and like dance is just inherently attracts all. Dance brings everybody together. And I'm really proud to say that, that's something that's just part of it's just part of how we roll at Diva Dance. That's just how we are. And so I'm really happy that we can bring that together in such an authentic way because dance just does that. Dance is powerful.
It really, really is. And so, in terms of like opportunities for people to get involved, learn more, I mean, do you look for instructors or are you kind of just looking for whatever Diva Dance franchise is in your area or consider starting your own? But like, what would be the best way for somebody to get started to learn more about how they can get involved?
Yes. Well, there's a few ways. One, dance with us. Definitely dance with us. So love you. Folks go on our websites, divadancecompany.com. Go find a location closest to you. And if you are near one, then there's probably an opportunity to teach or work with us in some way. So fill that out, throw your name in the hat. And listen, it's such a fun way to get to keep choreography, do choreo even in like if you're an accountant now, but you used to dance and you used to cheer and you used to do choreo, like teaching for us is such a fun way to get to work that muscle with no pressure. And then obviously third, is franchising with us. We have a lot of open opportunity with franchising. We're really not very anywhere on the West Coast. We're trying to build out the Midwest. We have quite a few franchises in Texas, quite a few in Florida, a bunch of others. But obviously if that's something that someone's like, oh, I feel like I want to get out of my day job and like this is what I want to do. I want to make dance my full time. Love to have a conversation with them. But at the very least, tell somebody about us. If you look on our
Yeah.
website and you see a city that you have a friend in, like one of your folks that you danced with or cheered with in the past, and they live near Diva Dance, we need them in our classes or we need them to teach for us because it
Yeah.
really would be, they will love it. I know that with certainty.
Oh my goodness. I can already tell. I'll actually be in Arizona next month and I need to do some research so maybe I can
Well, I have six franchises in Phoenix, so let's go.
Okay, I think I'll be at Tempe. I don't know what difference it is or how far away it is, but we'll figure that out. But I love that. Like you said, even if you can't personally go, having somebody check it out and,
Yeah, tell somebody that. I know everybody listening, like, definitely you have good reach. And actually, quite a few of our instructors and folks from within our community listened to your show. And they were the ones that said, the folks listening to this need to know about Diva Dance. So,
that
shout
is
out to
so cool.
those folks who are spreading the love about us. But we'll also be at an event in July in Boston. It's for NFL Pro Cheerleader alumni. And so, we're really excited to get to have a little bit of a presence there. If you're listening and you're going to be at that event, come say hi to my team that's going to be there. And if you can't be there, check us out on social for sure.
I will be there and I will hunt them down and come say hello. I'm really excited about that trip to Boston, the first time going, but it seems like it is going to be just a lot going on. So fun.
As I studied the organization, I just, listen, I'm a sucker for communities of women. I just, I was in Girl Scouts when I was a little kid. Obviously, I was in dance team in high school. I was in a sorority, and now Diva Dance is my life. And I just, groups of women, when we come together and we genuinely are supporting each other and cheering each other on, we're really unstoppable. That is hopefully, what others would say that the community we've created at Diva Dance, it's not competitive. We just, when you shine, I shine. There's some folks that created the shine theory that I really believe in, and that's really what we're all about. So that organization seems so special and so neat that, I had never known about it until a few months ago, and I love seeing the sisterhood, and that range of ages is so awesome
That
to see.
part is like what is makes me so excited. I mean, I cheered for the Seahawks for 5 years, and we don't have an official chapter of that organization. I don't know why we don't, but we don't. But like our alumni base is very much around the years that I danced, not so much reaching some of the older generations of dancers or the more senior alumni. And so the fact that this has been going on every 2 years, and I'm like, this is the first time I'm going, I can't believe it. But then I'll get to see that a lot of these NFL cheerleader alumni associations are like 30, 40 years old. And so
Incredible.
we have like alumni that stretch back, and it's just so exciting that they found a way to keep everybody connected, something to look
Oh, it's
forward
so
to every
great.
2 years. And
It's important.
yeah,
It's
it's
important.
so
Listen, community is everything. You know, like as I mentioned, the values of Diva Dance are confidence and community. And I can't think of many organizations on the planet other than pro cheer and pro dance organizations that totally stand for the exact same thing. And so that's why we're so excited to be part of that event. And hopefully folks listening will want to get to be part of Diva Dance.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely hunt you guys down. Will you be there or your team? You said your
I won't
team.
be there, but you know what? Shout out to my girl Darlene. She's part of our Jacksonville team. She cheered for the team in Jacksonville. Oh my gosh, the
The
Jaguars.
Jaguars? Yep,
Yes.
you got
And like as soon as
it.
I started to say it, I was like, that feels wrong. No. And she is a very special part of Diva Dance. So she'll be there. And then a couple other gals from my team. And I'll probably be jealous that I'm not there because it looks like such a blast.
Oh my goodness, cannot wait. I'm so excited that your team will be there. This is so cool. I really thank you for reaching out, because like I would not have known. And this is just like such, like you said, a great tie-in because of, the listeners being in this space or formerly in this space. And I just think it's a great way for people to think outside of the box about opportunities that they can have, whether it's now or in retirement, because our ex expertise and being able to, like, this is what we do all day long in terms of dancing and sharing that joy with other people. But helping, just like you said, just people within our community who want a taste of what that's like, and just bringing it to them, I think would be the most joyous thing. And not necessarily like in a fitness class. Not that there's anything wrong with fitness classes,
Well,
but
listen,
fitness
fitness is a
classes.
benefit of what we do, but we're not a fitness company. You know, I mean, anytime you're moving your body, you're getting a fitness benefit of some sort, you know. But you're totally right. I don't know about, you, but I could dance for hours, but I think I'm done on a treadmill after about 20 minutes.
Yes. And you even mention the word fitness in there when it comes to some people do it better than others. I'll just say that. When it's like labeled dance fitness, sometimes it's either too fitnessy or who knows. I just love that it doesn't have that.
And we are actual choreography. Like, we're actual choreography. And so that's what I love about your listeners is y'all know exactly what that means. You
Yeah,
know?
exactly. Exactly. A full-on routine. I'm pumped. I am really excited. If you have any links to the performances, to
Absolutely.
kind of showcase, like, some of the opportunities that people get, sample footage from a dance class, even, like, I'd love to include
Absolutely.
those in the show notes for people to take a look and see what it's like. You've definitely gotten
Definitely.
a lot of press with articles and everything about your company, and so I'm just really excited and thankful that I get to share it with
Yeah,
my
we're so excited. You
community.
know,
It's
I think
pretty
my
cool.
final message to folks is that again, there's no expiration date on dance and performance. And so keep going, you know, keep going and we will be there for you when either we come to your city or, you know, hopefully folks listening maybe want to open a Diva Dance themselves, but dance is for life and we hope to be that like lifelong opportunity for folks to keep that in their heart and in their bodies.
Amen to that. I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I Before I let you go, Jamie, are you willing to play Drop It Like It's Hot?
Always.
Always? Okay, let's get it. All right. Well, your background is so interesting with music, so now I have to really pick which ones I'm going to pick here.
Listen,
Who is your favorite musical performer that dances?
he's controversial, but I'm sorry. Chris Brown's
Chris
freaking
Brown.
great.
You can't do that. You
I
can't.
listen,
Yeah.
I gotta look past the human, and you asked me just the dance. So, okay, I mean, I
Yeah.
can't.
You know,
He's.
I totally get it. I struggle with that too, but you
I
cannot
know.
knock this man's talent and his. I haven't been to one of his concerts, but I he keep hearing that I'm missing out because it is just,
I mean, I've
it's
watched
just great
like
to play
somehow he
with.
got into my algorithm on TikTok somehow. And I've seen a lot of really good concert footage. But yeah, I mean, listen, if we can look past the person, he's undeniable.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, got that out of the way. Let's see. Are you a 90s or 2000s dance or pop music person?
That's easy. I'm 90s because when I tried out for my high school dance team, it was the early 90s. And I love that that sound, that 90s club sound, has come back. I mean, obviously, we owe a lot to Beyonce for bringing that back, as we owe a lot of things to her. But that 90s club sound, every single one of those songs are just like you can't help but move your body. Like,
Right.
you know,
That
so that.
undeniable, you got to move your body kind of music is what we've Kind of been missing a little bit, but thanks to Beyonce. Yeah.
Oof, oh,
90s
so
is,
good.
that's my jam too, I can't lie. Okay, what is your reality TV show, Guilty Pleasure?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I like Love is Blind. I hate to say it. Love is Blind is like, I like being able to predict. You know, I'm like, okay, I don't know if it's gonna work. And then they open the door and I'm like, I knew it. I knew it wasn't gonna. But I'll tell you, I do have two little kids and a business, so I don't get to watch as much stuff like that
TV.
as I would like to.
This is the first time that I watched it actually because of the AD girl who's a former
Yep.
Patriots cheerleader and Boston Celtics dancer, I believe. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it now. And she held herself together really, really
I
well.
like when the women represent themselves well. You know, some of the other shows, and I feel like Love is Blind, like it almost gives the women like a chance to have a little bit of the power, which I think is important. Or, you know, but I think in some of the other, like The Bachelor, I just feel like the women, I don't love how the women present themselves. It's just a little
It's the
like,
pick me,
right. And I'm
like,
like, girl, you don't need to do all that. Like, just be
no.
you, be the best you, and you're good enough. So.
That's why I would never last on those shows, because it'd be like, you have to come chase after me, and then I would
Right.
get
You'd
kicked
just be sitting
off.
on the couch, sitting on the couch, like, I'm over here. Hello.
Exactly. And he'd send me home. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I'm with you on that. Let's see. What personality trait has gotten you in the most trouble?
Oh, well, I don't know if you know about the Enneagram, but I'm an eight. Eights are
I
command,
just
boss.
did that for the
You
first
did? What are you?
time. Oh gosh. What is the word for eights?
Well, I'm an 8-7 wing, which is a maverick.
Okay.
Actually, I can't remember the exact act, but I'm an 8-7 wing. So eights are like justice. We want justice.
Okay, I think
We
I'm an
want things to
eight.
be. Yes, I
I think
love
I'm an
eights. I
eight.
get along great with other eights, so that's not surprising to me. But you know, it served me well, but definitely it's usually like I want to speak, I want to advocate for them. I'm like, this isn't right. Quick example that is so silly, but I'm the person that'll be like at the theme park and the line will be going the wrong way. And I'll be like, no. Everybody listen. Here's what needs to happen. You need to go over here and you need to go over here and like you need to go over here. Like because I can't. I don't, you know, meanwhile, my husband is more of a don't rock the boat type of person. He's like, well, you don't want to say anything. And I'm like,
That's
no,
great.
I'm going to say something because this isn't right. This is not right.
We are, yes, eight was my number. I forget what little word that went along with it. Reformer or something like that.
Yes.
It was definitely advocate based. And I was like, oh my God, that
I
is
love
really
eight, so
me. Yeah.
I knew we'd get along.
That's too funny. All right, let's see. TikTok or Instagram?
Oh, I love TikTok so much. Yes, I love TikTok.
Okay.
You know why? Because I actually learn stuff on TikTok. Like Instagram, I just kind of like watch stuff. But TikTok, I like, you learn like places to go to eat, ways to do the, like I learn stuff, you know, in such bite-sized little nuggets. But it's also very entertaining. And my algorithm right now, I got some true crime in there. I got some toddler, how to do your toddler's hair in the algorithm, because I've been trying to like get better at doing my daughter's hair. But, and then I got Chris Brown live dance videos in my algorithm right now. But I love TikTok.
I think I have not spent enough time on it to actually get my algorithm to serve me things that I actually want to see. So I lack patience,
It
and
doesn't take long though. You spend like 15 minutes on there, it's like, okay, I got you.
it's
Yeah.
taking a little
TikTok isn't
longer, but
okay. TikTok is
I got
incredible.
the rest of 2024 to get my life together. That was a goal at the beginning of the year, and there's been no movement, so I gotta get
Give
on
yourself grace. Give yourself grace.
it. Yes. Okay, what's your favorite place to travel?
New Orleans is my favorite city in the world.
Why are we like twinning? I love New Orleans. That's
Okay,
so cool.
there's no city like that. The energy is unmatched. The vibe, the love, the just the people, the food, everything about New Orleans is everything.
You're speaking to my heart. I realized actually that I had been going unintentionally every year for the past few years. I haven't gone this year yet, but it makes me so happy. And I feel like I'm going home when
Yes.
I go there. It's really
Yes.
weird. I just
100%.
love it there. I wish I was going for Essence Festival, but it's too
I
crowded.
actually got to go to Essence Fest one time with an artist I used to work with. It is pretty incredible. So try to make that happen. Put that on your vision board.
I know. Yeah, it's been a few years. I wish Essence Festival was a little bit more approachable if you were making last minute travel decisions. Like, I feel like you literally should be planning it
In like
at the
January,
minute it's over, because it's just the city is just insanely crowded
crowded.
and everything's over. But yeah, it's just one of those things you got to commit to early on. And
Yes.
but yeah, Essence Festival or not, I love going down to New Orleans. Love
Oh,
it, love it.
great city.
Okay, what's your favorite Halloween costume?
Oh my God, that I've ever dressed up as. Okay, do you remember the magazine cover where Kim Kardashian had the champagne bottle? I was that. I dressed up as Kim Kardashian on the cover of Paper Magazine. And
Okay.
I had a champagne bottle, and my mom helped me. I mean, I was like 30, but my mom helped me make this like cascading champagne.
Champagne, love
Yes,
it.
that was a really good one. I was very proud of it. And like all night, I was like holding it so that it would like go over my head. That was a very good one. That was a,
Oh, that's
well, that's
creative.
easier than you think. It was an easier costume than you would think, but it was awesome.
Really? Did
Yeah.
you use a nice, what's the word I'm looking for? Accessory for behind or?
You know, a little bit, but I mostly just like stuck it out. You know how you can accentuate without having to pad it in there, but it was great. It was that was
Oh,
that one got a lot of good feedback.
love it. Okay, last one. How have you changed over the past year?
1 year. Wow. Okay. You know what? I'll tell you exactly how. So I had two kids in a very short amount of time because I started much older than most people. And so I just had to, you know, I had to bang them out because I was getting older. And so really, and so my younger daughter is about to be two. So in the last 1 year, I feel like I have reclaimed myself. And for those of y'all who've had kids, you know, it takes time to like come out of the fog. And especially if you have two back to back. And, you know, I had a moment before that where I was like, well, I guess this is it. I guess this is my body now. I guess this is my brain now. And then I just, you know, I've come out of that, thankfully. So I've been really focusing on strength training to just make my body really have that longevity. I don't care so much about like weight or inches or anything like that, or body fat. I don't care about that stuff as much. I care about being able to dance for a really long time and making sure I stay healthy and to be there for my daughters and just to, you know, be able to dance and move and you know, movement is freedom. And so as soon as you
Oh,
can't
yeah.
move, like you lose your freedom. So that's really in the last year, I feel like I have come out of the new mom fog and I've really kind of reclaimed myself. And so that such a good question because when you first asked it, I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I'm like, no, I definitely know
You knew
exactly
right
what has happened.
away.
As soon as I like really processed it, I knew. So I'm proud of that. So I would say any new moms listening, like you will come through it. You'll come out of the fog. You will. And when you do, come out strong and reclaim yourself for sure.
You just start to feel more like yourself.
Yes.
Like, and it's a moment where you just are like, okay, this is what I need to hold on to and grasp. And it's not, like you said, what you look like in the mirror. It's just that feeling of like,
Yes.
I am who I am. Yes, I'm a mother, and yes, I'm this and that to other people, but you're just reclaiming yourself for yourself and putting yourself first in ways that you felt maybe uncomfortable doing. I don't want to speak for you. I'm just speaking in
Oh,
my
it's
own
true.
journey, but it's so true of like
Well, and
things that.
your body changes a ton when you become a mom. Like it's science, you know?
Yeah, for
And so
sure.
there's part of it you have to just accept. It's like, well, this hangs here now. But also like knowing that you can reclaim, you can stay strong. And yeah, that's a huge one. I'm really glad you asked that because I hadn't really thought about it.
Well, good. I'm glad I stole that from the little card game.
By the
No.
way, at the beginning of
Yes.
every Diva Dance class, we have something called community time where the instructor throws out a little question, kind of like what you asked, and it just creates community between people
Oh,
so
I
that
love
we
that.
can like talk. It just really breaks the ice between folks, and it's such a fun thing to do. So you unknowingly you had community time.
I love it. Community time. I'm
Definitely.
really so thankful that you re reached out. We
Yay.
got to connect.
Well, thank you so much. Let me know if I can be a resource to you anytime.
Thank you. I wish I was meeting you in Boston, but we'll be in touch. I'll definitely, like I said, find your people and say hello and
Perfect.
be sharing the word about Diva Dance. This is an incredible opportunity. So thanks for starting this. This is
Oh my God, it's
so
so
cool.
fun.
I
I love
love
it.
it.
The
Your
best.
background to transition into this is just so cool to me. So thank you for almost 10 years of putting your blood, sweat, and tears into this.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. You can follow your favorite podcast on social media at Pro Cheerleading Podcast on Instagram, at Pro Cheer Podcast on Twitter. We're on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can support your favorite podcast on Patreon. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sidelines.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.